It's Monday, March 15th. This is the Goodwill reception. We're in Reno, Nevada today. Soon it will start.
Good afternoon. I hope you've all had a chance to get some hors d'oeuvres and a beverage. And with your permission, I would like to start. I consider us one big bridge family. And you know, when you have a large family, you have a lot of pleasure and a lot of heartaches. So before we start the celebration of being together, I would like to take a moment to remember some very special members of our bridge community who have passed away since our last meeting. They are Ann Cook, the beloved wife of Bill Cook, David Treadwell, whose corny jokes amused everyone who heard them, and Phil Wood of Vancouver, British Columbia. Phil was one of my original assistant chairs for many years, a gentleman who was always there for me. As sad as it is to lose him, I take comfort in knowing that at the Vancouver National, he was our honoree, so he knew how appreciated he was in the bridge world. Their presence will be sorely missed, though the warmth of their spirit will live on with us for all the people who have, in their hearts, knew them. And so if you would please join me for a moment of silence, I would appreciate it. Thank you. So good afternoon. My name is Eileen Osofsky, and I have the privilege of being the chair of this committee. My assistant chairs, Bonnie Bagley and Aidan Ballantyne, and I welcome you to this, our 53rd Spring North American Bridge Championship Goodwill Meeting and Reception. Aidan and Bonnie, would you please stand up? Those are my two assistant chairs that are here. I want to thank all those who made this meeting possible. You know who you are, the ACBL staff and the bulletin staff who spread the word of goodwill, and the district directors who choose from the grassroots the members of this committee. Now, if you're a goodwill member, and if this is the first meeting you have been able to attend, because I know everybody can't get everywhere, please stand and introduce yourself to us now, because we do want to know you. So is there anyone here who's a Goodwill member either for the first year or has been a member for many years but just never could get to a meeting? So would you please stand and introduce yourself? I can't believe it. Everybody is old news. Well, I'm very delighted that... A little louder. Welcome. Welcome. I think I need my glasses. Okay. It's a pleasure to meet and greet new and old friends every time we meet. But every member of this group is very special to us. And as we meet in the different districts throughout the year, today we'd like the members of District 20 to know that this reception, though we all hope to enjoy it, is really in your honor. And now it's my pleasure to introduce the outstanding tournament chairman who in turn has put together a winning committee. Delightful, friendly, and efficient. So please welcome Kathy Angstead Hansen.
Thank you, everyone. I am losing my voice, so bear with me. I've been very honored to be able to take on this challenge and am very happy that it's here and it's running great. I've had great committee chairs that have helped me throughout the past 3 years. And I would like to also honor these committee chairs, if you would please stand. I have Marilyn Vilhauer, which is the player hospitality. Marilyn. Joanne Murdoch, she's the finance chair. We have Carol and Guy Monroe back there. They are the IN chairs and have been doing a fantastic job. And Sam Asai, he is the partnership chair. We have all been very busy, and we are very happy that everyone has showed up. And we're looking forward to seeing more of you the rest of the week. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. At the Goodwill meeting in Washington in the summer of 2002, I introduced our new CEO as a man who recognized and understood the hopes we had for future growth in the bridge world. I do believe he is having much success in accomplishing his goals. So, J-Bom, would you please join us?
I've met a few of my goals, but I still have one left, Eileen. For those of you longtime members, you probably are well versed in this. Obviously, Goodwill is starting to spread from the size of this crowd. But one of my new goals, this is my 25th Goodwill meeting. This is the 75th meeting that Eileen Osofsky has chaired. So my goal is to make it one more year to the Goodwill Committee with you. I just want to say that the ACBL, I think, is doing very well financially. Membership-wise, we're over 165,000. Play-wise, we had over 3 million tables sanctioned last year. New members were over 15,000. Bridge is alive and well, and I think zero tolerance has had a lot to do with that. And I think members of this committee certainly can continue doing what they're doing. I want to tell you, I hope you enjoy Bridge as much as I do. I'm sure you do, or you wouldn't be here. Just keep spreading the word, and the league will just keep growing. It's a great game, and it's made great by people like this one right here.
Thank you. This tournament is Rick DiMartino's first as sitting president. It has been my experience that every president, knowing there is significant work in many directions to cover, often focuses on one special project as well. Well, I searched for his and decided he's covering the waterfront, moving forward in many directions, as explained in the January bulletin. I was going to tell you what they were, but Elaine Ware, who helps me and types out my speech, she said they can read the paper. So, Dick, would you please come up?
I'm told we should keep it short, and I'm going to do that. The most important thing that we are working on is to make Bridge more friendly. As you all know, one of the problems we hear many places is, I don't want to play with those people. They're too competitive. They're not fun. They're not nice. All of you who are here obviously are contrary to that because you were picked from your own district. And in my district, we're pretty fussy about the people we pick. And I guess that's true all over. So I would encourage you to continue to promote the game, to continue to be friendly, to continue to do everything we can to get more people playing the game. The other thing that's very important is most of you got to be here because you're volunteers. The game can't survive without volunteers. We kid all the time about how much time we spend, but any place you go, you realize that this game can't survive without you folks. So on behalf of the entire board of directors, I thank you. I wish you to continue to volunteer. And if you'd like to speak to me, I'm the kind of president that's going to listen. You don't need to do it here. Give me a call if you think something's wrong. Most of you have. The one thing I learned a long time ago, and people ask me why I want to do this, is a very easy job. Everything that's right, somebody else did, and everything that's wrong is my fault. But I can deal with that, so we're always interested. The entire board of directors is interested in hearing what you have to offer. And once again, thank you for being volunteers, and thank you for being nice to all the players we have.
And thank you. Okay. And now, at this time, it is my pleasure to introduce our host, District 20 Director Jeff Taylor.
I have a further reminder to keep it short. Well, welcome to Reno, and I'd like to thank Eileen for actually knowing which district is running this event. And I'd like, if we have any Goodwill members from Reno, I'd like to have them stand up. They left our district, but we're cooperating on running regionals. We don't have anybody. Sheila, are you out there? Sheila was our mystery Goodwill member of 2004. She's been very instrumental in the last four NABCs at Reno, including this one. She's only doing restaurants, information, and caddies. Just three hats this time. And I'd like to have all the Goodwill members from District 20 stand, please. Good turnout. Thank you. And I'm out of here.
He's a man who keeps his word. Okay. Well, congratulations to our latest candidate for the Hall of Fame. He will be inducted this summer in New Orleans. And we are honored that he is here with us today. And a fellow Hall of Famer has a few thoughts to share about David Berkowitz. I have to tell you that I have a lot to share about David Berkowitz because in 1980, he was the president of the Greater New York Bridge Association, and I was the treasurer. And we worked together for many years, and I almost feel that it's like one of my children that is going to now join my club. Is that a brash thing to say? But I really am so proud that David is the candidate for the Hall of Fame. So will you please welcome Mike Purcell, who really knows him much better than I.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Eileen. Well, I also promised to keep it very short.
No,
she says. It's her fault. There's so many good things to say about David, but I've been honored to be his teammate many times, and it's impossible ever to find a better teammate. As a matter of fact, recently, some regional, I played a game and misguessed every card, every suit, and went down one. And with my head tail between my legs, I came back to the table, and David apologized for pushing him in the game at the other table. So on top of being a great player, David is a tremendous ambassador to the game. He makes friends at the table. And I want to give you, before I leave, a quick tale from a regional we played about half a dozen years ago in Hot Springs, Arkansas. We were playing a Swiss team against David and Larry were playing against two elderly ladies. In the first hand, David was in 3-0 trump, and every suit broke badly, and he went down. Second board, he's in 4 spades. Things break badly. He goes down. Third board, he's in 5 diamonds. Things break badly, and he goes down. Finally, he's in 5 clubs. It looks good, but the trumps are 4-0. But with a little help from the defense and an end play, David makes it. As he's scoring plus 600, the lady on his left turns to him and says, "I'm so happy that you made that." And David said, "Really, why is that?" He said, "I was afraid you were going to get fired if you went down again." David?
He remembers all that stuff.
It's true. I went down in so many hands as his teammate. It's amazing. You must have gotten me into the hole, you and Larry. I'm actually delighted to be in any group that'll have Mike and Eileen. Yeah, as members of the hall, that's terrific. And everyone said, "I have to keep it shorter than Mike." So I got to tell you, if you want to hear me speak, you got to come to the banquet. That's all I can tell you. You got to come to the banquet. Even I don't know what I'm going to be saying at the banquet. But I'm told it's going to be
awesome.
Yeah, my wife told me it has to be awesome. I asked her to write it for me, but she said no. So we'll have to hope for the best. It's a wonderful thing you do here, and I'm glad to be here. Thanks.
And I'm glad to be here. Put over here. Never mind. I want this picture for me.
That with your sonny.
Yeah.
Where's your sonny boy?
Listen.
Yeah, how about with Mike?
Mike, get over here. And Dana, where are you? Dana and Lisa, come on up here.
My family is here. Lisa is here, and my daughter is here because law school is too easy.
I have to say, I like getting my picture taken with David because it's the only picture that I can beautify.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, look this right way.
No, and let me tell you, if you come to the banquet, Mike is going to be the master of ceremonies. So I think we had a coup that we had those two very special people here today so we could tell them how much we admire them. And I want to tell you, we do admire them. And I thank you all for everything. Okay, now, back to the order of the day. Now, today is the day that we present the Goodwill Member of the Year 2010 Award. All the nominees were exceptional. The common thread of giving to, caring about, encouraging others, being more than ethical, and being dedicated to promoting Bridge is evident in all of them. And due to the graciousness of the ACBL Board of Directors, we are happy to have the winner with us today. But this time is the first time that we also have the member who sent in her nomination. Is Mimi Esser here? Would you stand up and we can thank you for sending in that nice letter? But I would have liked to tell you about the honoree myself. But last night I happened upon a person who could do it better than I. So I'm pleased to have her share a few thoughts about Marsha Helton of Sedona, Arizona, who is our Goodwill Member of the Year 2010. Audrey Grant, would you please come up?
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to introduce Marsha Helton. I met her 2 years ago on one of our cruises with nine of her friends from her bridge club, and she was spectacular. The energy, the enthusiasm, so it didn't surprise me what happened next. When Marsha was working, she was a plant manager. Just to give you an idea, With 2,500 members and $2.5 billion in sales, she was on the All-American softball team that won 4 national championships. So Marcia is quite something. Now, she's a club manager and president of the Sedona Bridge Club, just in North Arizona. And a couple of years ago, their attendance had an alarming rate of decreasing, so they decided to have a membership drive. Now, the basis of this was an article that was on the ACBL website in which the Detroit group shared some ideas of how to get new members. So Marcia took a teacher training course, and they became very motivated. They went back. They put out flyers. They attracted 120 people for their Bridge Festival. But that's just the beginning. This year alone, they have 60 members joined the ACBL. They have a thriving Bridge Club now, and they're still at it. And I've had the good fortune of being in touch with her. Dave and I drove there just about 8 weeks ago. We were awestruck with the scenery, but not so much as going into what I thought would be a small crowd, because it's a resort town, as you know. It was full of Marcia's fans. So it is my pleasure to introduce you to Marcia Helton. Congratulations, Marcia. Do I know how to pick the right person to talk about people?
Thank you, Audrey. Okay. Can I say just a couple words?
Yes,
just a couple words.
I want to thank you. This is sincerely a huge privilege and honor to be named a Goodwill Member of the Year, and I want to thank my club members who so wholeheartedly endorsed me for this award. I would like to mention that some of the things that go to our success, Sedona is a small town, 20,000 to 30,000 people, so to get 60 new members out of that class is quite a success in 1 year. Over half of the people that we gave lessons to, we started with over 120, were newcomers. Never seen the game before, and I think any of you that were taught Bridge, you know what kind of an ordeal that can be. I have to say it was an all-volunteer effort, and I had plenty of support. Mimi Esser, Pat Dodd, Marcia Stearns, and my husband Daryl were there by my side all the time. And other people in our club, whenever one of us couldn't be there, there was always somebody to fill in. It was a total effort from our club, and it was totally endorsed it. Along the hand of it, and we did it again as a volunteer effort last year because we just simply couldn't afford to pay people. And frankly, for a year, these people, the 60 are there, they come every week. If we were charging a normal fees, we charge them now $6. They pay our club rate, nothing else. I don't think they would have stuck with it. I don't think they'd still be here. I have five things that I consider success. One is commitment. Early in the program, one of the students asked me, Marcia, how long are you going to be doing this? And I told her, I thought about it. I said, well, you know what? As long as you keep coming, I'll be here. It takes personal attention. The first thing we did was we learned everybody's name, and we got to know them, and we got personal with them, and we told them we were going to give you something. They were going to give you something that you can take home, friends. You're going to meet nice people, and we're going to have a nice, friendly club. You have to have enthusiasm and humor. If they're bored to death, you can't keep them there. Teaching material has been a huge, a very integral part of it. And using the Better Bridge concepts, I think the fact that we stuck with Better Bridge, my analogy is pieces of a puzzle and all the pieces fit together. And then the people need a chance of success. We have to celebrate their victories. Sometimes they're very small victories, but you have to celebrate them with them because you have to keep them coming back. You know how it is when you get knocked on your butt and you have to dust it off, say, come on, let's go back. And all those come into keeping the people coming back. And I think one thing, the biggest thing to me is that we need to recognize that for a lot of people out there, they're not at the level of play, and they never will be. But the Bridge is, for them, it's an outlet. It's a social mechanism to meet people. It's something they can do, something they can look forward to. It gives them something. For a lot of people, it's something in their life that they wouldn't have otherwise. So that's what makes it important to all of us. Thank you.
I just want to tell you that there's a plaque that hangs in the... it's not going to be Memphis anymore. It's going to be Horn Lake, I think, that has all the names of the Goodwill Members of the Year. Mm-hmm. And there'll be a smaller plaque that we're sending to you so you didn't have to carry it around with you that you can, hang in your club if you so choose. And also, there is a Goodwill pin for you, but it's outside now. It's not here where it's supposed to be. So I thank you for all that you do, and I think every unit would want to clone you for all the wonderful work you do for the World Bridge. So, okay, so there we are. Where?
Carol? Oh, is that coming?
Okay, he's coming. Here he's coming.
Okay, he's coming, Darryl.
We'll take two.
Yeah.
Okay, Darryl.
Come on, I'll just stand.
Want me to get out?
No.
Thank you very much. Thank you for helping. We have two other Goodwill Members of the Year here, 2002 and 2004, Kay Afdal and Kay Teal. The Kays are have it. Would you please stand so we can... Okay. The intermediate novice chair of this tournament, Carol Monroe, called me with a request that we write a welcoming note telling about Goodwill to be included in the gift bags for the intermediate novice people. So that they, as they learn bridge, they also learn that Goodwill is an important part of the game. So we did it, and as others heard about it, they suggested I share the idea with you. Because as the first Goodwill chairman in 1955, John Simon, said, playing bridge at tournaments is very enjoyable, but knowing the people next to you and playing in an atmosphere of friendship and good sportsmanship makes it much more enjoyable. To promote this friendlier atmosphere is one of the chief functions of the Goodwill Committee. Now, while the faces may have changed, the mission remains the same. So I want to share with you a little story that happened to me the other day. Incidentally, this is the letter that she put in the bag. It's a welcome from her committee and a welcome from the Goodwill Committee. And I think that if any other tournament wants to do the same thing, I'm happy to send them the same letter, which is just non-committing but very welcoming. Okay, but I'm going to tell you a story that happened to me the other day. I was sitting at one of the bridge tables, just minding my own business, and a young man came over to me who's wearing a tournament director shirt. His name is Matt Coltnow. You know him? Okay. So he says to me, Eileen, I have to tell you something. He said, when I was a kid, and you, it was the first year that you were Goodwill chair, my mother and father went to a tournament, and they brought me along. And they didn't know what to do with me, but they got me to be a caddy. He said, so I was given your section. He said, and I noticed as I was going by, at some tables, how the people would get up, and they would be not in such good humor. But I noticed that at your table, there was like an aura of friendliness. Everybody was smiling while they were playing, and they were getting up, and they weren't being unhappy. And I said to him, you really remember that? He said, yes, every time I see you in a tournament, I think of that. I said, well, that's very sweet. I said, well, let me tell you what I think. I think they all got tops. Anyway, he did make me feel like queen of the day for a moment, you know, so that's my story about that. Okay. All right. Now, you know, our committee enjoys acknowledging and surprising local people, and today is no exception. And I decided, who knows these people best? So it turns out that it's Jeff Taylor. So Jeff, would you please come up again? And this time I didn't say you have to make it very short. Okay.
Well, Madam Whipcracker, I'll be short anyway. my mystery pick has worked diligently in this district for many, many years. I've only known her for about 10 of those years. She's a lightning rod for all complaints that come district-wide. She runs what I consider some of the greatest regionals in the country. I'd like to welcome Marilyn Billhauer. Sorry, I don't have any funny stories to tell about her.
Do I have to speak? Thank you. It's a pleasure. I've been District 20 tournament manager for a long time. It's fun. It's so exciting to serve a potato when somebody wants ice cream. But it's great, and I love it, and I thank all the people I work with.
1 minute.
Hang on.
Hang on just a second.
You're gonna have to have pictures.
No, more than that.
Certificate.
Some things I have here. Just a minute. This is a certificate that says the American Contract Bridge League National Goodwill Committee gratefully applauds Marilyn Billhauer for her many years of exemplary and steadfast service to the game of bridge and its community. Her tireless dedication epitomizes the best in volunteerism in the bridge world, and is signed by Jay Baum and myself. And we congratulate you and thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Next person. But wait, there's more. I figured this was our last NABC in my lifetime that was District 20 was going to host. So I groveled a bit, and I asked Eileen if we could give 2 awards. And she said, sure. She's
That's
a sweetheart.
Right. Did I get
so, I'd like to... The second one is for a little dynamo who's been working her tail off for 3 years to get this NABC running. And, Kathy, come on up again. Great job.
Well, thank you, Jeff. I'm not speaking again, but thank you.
She says she's out of words. She's too hoarse to say anything. So she says thank you.
Okay, so, yes, she sure is. So, this is from the American Contract Bridge League National Goodwill Committee, and it gratefully applauds Kathy Angstedt Hansen for her spirited service to the game of bridge and its community. Kathy is a rising star. With leaders like her, Bridge Goodwill will surely have a bright and lasting future. Signed by Jay Baum and Eileen Osofsky, and given with great affection. Thank you.
You want me to open it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold it up a little higher. There you go. Yeah. Thank
you. Okay. Thanks, Jeff. That was sweet of you.
Okay. Now, somewhere here, I have my final page. 1 second. Sorry. Just talk to each other for a minute.
All right. I'll just have to make it up.
Yeah, right. Okay. I got it. It's so simple, I don't know why I needed the page. What it says is, thank you for sharing this time with us. Enjoy the rest of the tournament. Have a safe trip home, and we look forward to being together in New Orleans. You know, I made it this short because I know that you're really here to meet and greet each other, and also if you would like another drink or something else to eat, please feel free to do it. Thank you for being here, and I hope that you've enjoyed this hour.
Is it okay? I think so.